Welcome to JMA Unwired, a podcast dedicated to discussing the latest in mobile technology. Each episode features relevant topics to educate our listeners and help them make informed decisions about the rapidly changing wireless world. Now, let's get unwired.
Welcome to another episode of JMA Unwired. My name is David Lawrence, Marketing Manager at JMA, and today I'm joined by Lindsay Ager, our VP of Product Management for our antenna and filter products. Lindsay, welcome.
Thank you, David. Nice to be here.
Yeah, so Lindsay, today we're going to talk about JMA's FRO technology, fast roll-off, and how the antenna products within JMA have been developed and what benefits you can see in the network. So Lindsay, my first question for you is, how does JMA's fast roll-off technology actually work?
Yeah, thanks, Dave. It's a great question. So JMA's FRO antenna technology has really been developed using some unique antenna element design and the array structure within the antenna. This allows us to better control the horizontal and vertical radiation patterns. And in doing this, we can actually reduce the amount of energy from the wanted sector, the area we're trying to cover, to the unwanted sectors. That's putting interference into either the adjacent sectors on the same cell site or into additional interference into the neighboring cell sites in a network.
Awesome. And I'm assuming that, you know, reducing the interference like is typical with other network applications, that could possibly improve the performance?
Yeah, so we've seen with our products that by reducing the intersector interference and inter-site interference, we can substantially improve the overall network throughput and reduce the sinar environment within the network. This, as we mentioned, is achieved through the way we control the radiation pattern shape within the antenna. Some examples of areas where we've seen this work from an application perspective. In areas where we're seeing degraded or poor network sinar, areas where we're trying to increase spectrum efficiency, so we may be having existing carriers that are becoming close to fully loaded, and you're trying to get more throughput out of that environment without having to make the additional investment in new carrier adds to a particular site. Our FRO antennas there can help improve by increasing spectral efficiency through improving throughput in that area. We've also seen in areas where network KPIs such as tilt, azimuth, and power control are not delivering the overall improvements in network throughput. Again, when we've deployed our throw antennas in those environments, we've seen an improvement in those traditional KPIs. And then where you're potentially trying to maximize the use of high power radios, you're trying to increase capacity in an area, and you're using high power radios to be able to do that, but you've got short inter-site distances and you're trying to control where the energy is radiated in those environments. Again, through using our FRO technology and the control of that radiation pattern in both the horizontal and vertical, we're able to reduce that inter-site and inter-sector interference and therefore get the benefit of those high power radios and improve throughput.
Yeah, so really by, you know, taking more control of the beam, you're able to really improve the network performance for the carriers.
That's right, David. That's exactly right. And again, it's not just in macro environments. We've also seen this in venues. Traditionally, this is where we started to use that technology, was in venue applications, where you have a high density of sectors within that environment, and it's a high throughput environment. You have a lot of users, and there's a lot of capacity. And by reducing the interference, the overlap between those sectors, we're able to see improvements in significant increases in overall C2I and improvements in network throughput. We've taken that technology now and used it in our macro antennas, and we're seeing the similar benefits in the macro environment. Again, as we densify the network, add more cell sites, reduce that inter-site distance, so we're seeing these similar effects in terms of cell density and interference. And using this FRO technology enables us to get back that improvement in network efficiency, reduce the amount of carrier adds potentially needed, and improve the overall sinar and throughput capability in the network.
So the FRO technology for JMA is a technology that not just is limited to macro, it's also used in our venue antenna products as well.
That's correct, yeah. In fact, it was the area we first started to develop that technology for. You know, to give you some idea, David, you know, from the areas we've deployed, we've seen up to a 30% improvement in the signal to noise ratio and a 20% improvement in throughput. You know, that's a significant benefit when you think about the other parameters that the network carriers have to control from a performance perspective. You know, those are significant improvements that we can deliver into the network through using this technology.
Excellent, Lindsay. Thank you very much for going through the FRO technology, talking a little bit about what fast roll-off actually is and how it can improve network performance. If you're curious for more information, I'd encourage you to visit our website to learn more about this new exciting technology.
Thank you for listening to the Unwired podcast by JMA. If you enjoyed today's topic, we encourage you to check out more episodes and content available at jmawireless.com. Don't forget to subscribe to our podcast and stay up to date with the latest trends in mobile technology.